Friends, up till now in project finance, we have seen almost all the factors which affect and impact the project finance. Now, the project has started running and it gives its already its functioning, it is well. But much before that, what is important that we have to see is we have to, much before earlier you have seen that project planning you have done. But here, what we are going to go discuss now, after the plan, as per the plan, if the project is running, there are several steps or several stages comes where it carries the risk of it is stoppage or malfunctioning or maybe breakdown or maybe some other things. There are various risks came into the way. So, in this chapter of project risk, planning and control, our objective for the discussion is understanding on much better project planning, which is followed by project risk management and risk management tools, and how to manage the risk. And finally, using the tools or platforms or apps which are available in the market to manage the risk, okay, project management risk. And thereafter, some of the management skills or risk management skill, risk mitigating risk, that we are going to discuss, and something about the reasons why the project fails for want of the proper planning, for not understanding the risk or not covering the risk, not mitigating the risk and all. So these things need to be understood, and our objective for this session is to understand all these aspects of the risk management, project planning and all. Okay, so once the project plan is done, you can see that there is a series of activities which are required to be performed, and the document needs to be prepared, that is called formal documents, and giving the definite execution and the control stages in that document needs to be prepared, and it is to be followed by the operation people. The plan, project plan I mean to say, it includes the consideration for the risk management, then resource management and the communication, while also addressing the scope of the cost and schedule of the baselines. Okay, now there are many softwares or apps came into the market. We have to choose and select the proper project planning software for the project manager, who can ensure that their plans are through the robust mechanism they are following it up. So without one or without any one of the project management tool or software, your project may be a susceptible for the common project management issues such as miss the deadline, miss the scope, and also the cost becoming overrun. More cost is attracting the project. Now, when we are formulating the plan, it is very critical aspects. But it is a labor incentive. Though it is labor incentive, the efforts to pay a dividend means efforts to pay a result, good result out of it throughout the project life cycle, it will give you a boost and satisfaction. The basic outline of any project plan is divided into 5 important steps. And these important steps are nothing but one is, first, you define your project stakeholders, scope of the project, quality baseline, deliverable, milestones, success criteria, and the requirement criteria and requirements, which creates the project charter. So you have to prepare the project charter first. Then work breakdown structure. Work breakdown structure is also important, and the statement of works, that is SOW, is also important, and that you have to prepare. Second step that you have to prepare is you have to identify the risk where you have to take, you have to be very extra careful. So identifying the risk and assigning the deliverables to the team who is working with you and who will perform that task, which requires monitoring also whether the task is performed well or not, and the risk which is associated with them has to estimated. Third step is project team. This project team may be a customer, stakeholder, teams and ad hoc members, and so on, and define their roles and responsibilities in a perfect manner in the planning document itself. Then list out the necessary product resources is a subsequent step. And such as personal equipment, salaries, and the materials, then estimate the cost of it. Okay, this is the fourth step. Fifth step is to develop change management procedure and the forms. And the last one is create a communication plan, because without communication, nothing is possible. Create a communication plan, schedule the budget and other guiding documents for the project. So these 5, 6 steps, if you take into consideration, definitely that we'll call as a perfect planning. Okay. Now, any project, whether it is a big or small, project is after all project and has potential to be a very complex, because a lot of things at a time you have to do. So it is much easier to break down all the necessary inclusions for the project plan by viewing your project in terms of the phases. First phase, second phase, middle phase, last phase, like that. And have identified the following 5 phases of the project. These project phases are nothing starting from planning, which we have already discussed, but still more deep into this planning process. During this stage, the scope of the project is defined by the work breakdown system, that is WBS, work breakdown system. And the project methodology to manage the project is decided on the cost, quality, resources, and estimated and scheduled with the milestones and the task dependencies, which identified. And the main deliverable of the phase is your project plan. So planning is very essential at initial stage. Once you plan, then you have to execute the plan. Plan is prepared. Then now execution time comes. Now how you will execute that? The project deliverables are completed during this phase. And that is nothing but it is execution. Whatever mentioned the deliverables in earlier stage, that is planning stage, has to be delivered. Okay, and once it is delivered, then it is called as an execution. Usually, this phase is beginning with the kickoff meeting, which is followed by the regular team meetings and status reports while the project is being worked on. During the process of working, the status report is required to be obtained from your team. Now, if this is perfectly going on, then you need to monitor the perfectness of this. monitoring and controlling. Monitoring and controlling is performed in tandem with the project execution. Okay, and this project execution phase, the progress and the performance metrics are measured to keep the progress on the project aligned with the project plan. So controlling and monitoring are the important aspects after the execution and during the process of execution of the project. Then closure. The project completed when the stakeholders receive the final deliverable. Because there are so many people involved into this. It's a promoter, contributor, lenders, investors, so many other people are there. So the project is completed when the stakeholders receives their deliverables and resources are released, contracts are signed off, and ideally there will be an evaluation of the success and the failures. Now, this is the process once you understand. Now let us understand the step-by-step details of the project planning process. Now, these detailed steps can be, there are many phases or many steps. The key to success of the project is a planning, that is everybody knows, and that is what we are insisting and discussing also. Many times this project planning is ignored and it is favored of getting with the work. Let us work and that is our planning. It's not correct. You have to jot down what are the processes you are following, how the project you are running, what are the requisites, how you are mitigating that, how you are requesting that, how you are maintaining that. However, many people fail to realize the value of the project plan in availing the time, money, and also many problems. So, first step is the project goal. You define the goals, what you are going to achieve in this project. The project is a successful when it needs stakeholders' commitment have been met. Identify the stakeholder. There must be investors also, no? Stakeholders or any supporters also. So the project sponsor, financer, customer, end user, dealer, then intermediaries and the project manager and the project team. These forms the stakeholders part. So understand the stakeholders' needs, what they are required, what these people, whatever mentioned, what these people are expecting from the project. To understand the stakeholders' need, conduct a stakeholders' interviews. Approach them, discuss with them. Make a comprehensive list of the requirement and the priorities for them. And from the prioritized list, create a set of goals that can be easily measured. First, record the goals in the project plan. Okay, once this process is completed, then you are moving to the project deliverables. Once you record the goals of all the stakeholders, second step is to project deliverables. Then you have to hear also, you have to create the list of the things that the project needs to deliver in order to meet the defined goal. Specify when and how each and every item must be delivered. Okay. Add an estimated delivery date to the project deliverables. Once you do that, the third stage comes. Third step is the project schedule. Now, according to the plan and deliverables, and if you have decided the time frame for deliverable, you have to prepare a project schedule, and that project schedule is a step three. So therefore, you have to create the list of the tasks. Now goals completed. Now you have to create a task to carry out each and every project deliverables. And that is a complex process because the amount of efforts It may be number of hours, it may be number of days, number of weeks, which is required to complete the task that you have to document it. Then, the resource who will carry out the task, you have to identify. You have to identify the resource also. Once you identify the resource, the workout of the efforts, which is required as each deliverable, and accurate delivery date has to be mentioned. And update your deliverable section with more accurate delivery date. You may use the package, that is software, such as Primavera or Microsoft Project, that is Gantt chart, or to create your project schedule, input all the deliverables, task, then duration required, and the resources who can complete the each task. If you find it is imposed delivery deadlines from the sponsor that is not realistic, you must renegotiate the deadline if you are feeling that deliverables are not possible within the given deadline. Then you have to renegotiate the deadline with the project delay. Then employ the additional resources for undertaking the increased the deliverables execution. Then perhaps it may increase the cost also. Then reduce the scope of the project. So instead of n number of deliverables, you reduce your task, or you reduce your task to deliver only limited number of tasks. So less deliverables, and use the project schedule to justify the pursuing one of these options, and those options which are enumerated here. One is a human resources plan, okay, and that is supporting plan, okay. Human resource planning is very much important at the beginning itself. Name individuals and organization along with their roles and responsibilities on the project has to be incorporated in the software which you are using, either Primavera or Microsoft Gantt. The number and type of the people needed for the carrying out the project, exactly you have to give it there, because for each resource, detailed start date, estimated duration, and the method that you will be using for obtaining them. Thereafter, the communication of this plan. The communication of plan is nothing but it is second step of your supporting plan. Okay. So, in that, create a document which shows that who needs to be kept informed about the project ongoing, and also how they will receive the information. That means MIS, Management Information System. That is also best weapon as a communication plan, MIS. Okay. This MIS or information system should be either weekly, monthly progress report, or project performance, milestones, and work plan is required to be captured in this Management Information System or MIS, or information which you are going to provide. Now, when everything is clear, plan for the risk management. Now, there are various risks, as I said, always during our conversation or during our discussion. Risk in the project is much, very much on higher side. You have to plan the risk management. Risk management planning. So risk management is an important part of the project management, and it has to be tracked by using simply risk log. Add each risk that you have identified to your risk log in the software which you are using. Write down what you will do in the event if it occurs. Okay, you have to answer it also. Then, what you will do when prevent it from recurring or again occurring? Review all your risk log on the regular basis adding few risks as they are occur. Then remember, when the risks are ignored, they don't go away. They don't go away. Project risk management is an important aspect of the project management. Project risk management is one area in which a project manager must be competent. Project risk is an uncertain and event or condition that, if it occurs, has to be a positive or negative effect on the project objective. So, the good project risk management depends on the supporting organizational factors, clear roles and its responsibility, and technical analysis skill. Okay? This project risk management is entirely includes some of the aspects of the five process, and those five processes are planning risk management, risk identification, performing qualitative risk analysis, then performing quantitative risk analysis, and planning risk exposure, risk responses, and monitoring and controlling these risks. Project risk management is identification, assessment, and prioritization of the risk, which is followed by coordinated and economical application of the resources to minimize, monitor, and control the probability that things should not happen, or if it has happened, what is the impact of unfortunate event, or what is the maximize how realization the opportunities comes into the way. It will reap the great reward for the organization. If uncertainties are in the project and that are to be taken care or removed, it will result in timely completion of the project in the estimated budget. There may be fine, or there may be firefighting also. That needs to be removed, because smoothness is always important in the risk management. Managing the risk on the project is the process that includes the assessment and the mitigation strategy of those risks which are identified earlier. Now, assessment again will include both identification of the potential risk, likely to be risk, and the evaluation of the potential impact of the risk. Now, in respect of the mitigation of the plan, means closure or reduce the risk mitigation plan has to be designed. And this designed to eliminate or minimize the impact of the risk event. Occurrence of that event may be having the negative impact on the entire project. Identifying the risk, both a creative and disciplined process. So the creative process includes brainstorming sessions with your team, and where the team is asked to create a list of everything that could go wrong, and the ideas which will be given by your team should be welcomed at this stage, with the evaluation of these ideas that can be evaluated at later stage also. Now, this risk identification, more disciplined process, ensuring that the checklist at the potential risk and evaluating the likelihood that those events might happen on the project. You have to prepare the checklist, and you have to ensure that the checklist is followed. Some companies and industries developed a risk checklist which are based on the experience from the past projects which they have undertaken. These checklists can be helpful to the project manager and the project team also in identifying both the specific risk on the checklist and also expanding thinking of the team. The past experience of the project team helps a lot. Because experts in the industry can evaluate, and they have evaluated also, for the resources for identifying the potential risk on the project. Identifying the source or the risk by its category is another method of exploring the potential risk on the project. Some of the examples of the categorization for the potential risk, where the potential risk comes, which includes a few criteria or few stages where you have to be very careful when you are choosing or when you are doing this. One is a technical analysis. Second one is a cost. Third one is schedule. Fourth one is a client. And fifth one is a contractual, those who are on the daily basis or contractual basis. Then whether financial, political, environmental, and the people related risk, you can use some of the framework as the work which is a breakdown work, breakdown analysis, what you are doing. These are some of the steps, or these are some of the examples where there is potential risk. Technical, cost, schedule, where some potential risk. You cannot identify or determine at the initial stage itself. But by virtue of its undergoing or ongoing process, this potential risk may arise any of the form. Sometimes weather changes, sometimes there is a less finance available, sometimes political situation and political, sometimes people's availability, they are going on strike or doing whatever. So these are some of the potential risk in the human, as far as human is concerned, is required to be undertaken. So you can use the same framework as the work breakdown structure for developing a risk breakdown structure. Okay. Now risk evaluation. When you understood the risk is there, now you have to evaluate that potential risk. Evaluate potential risk. After the potential risk have been identified, the project team then evaluate each and every risk which is based on the probability that the risk event will occur and the potential loss is associated with it. Not all risks are equal. Some have less magnitude, some have higher magnitude, some have absolutely no magnitude. So some risk events are more likely to happen than others. Then the cost of the risk can be very greatly impacted. So evaluating the risk for the probability of the occurrence and the severity of these problems which will be created out of the risk is determined. The potential losses to the project is the next step in the risk management process. When you identify the risk, when you are trying to manage the risk, now you have to think about mitigation of the risk. After the risk has been identified and evaluated, the project team develops a risk mitigation plan, which is a plan to reduce the impact of the unexpected event. Risk mitigation is nothing but it is reduction of the impact of an unexpected event. Okay, so the project team mitigate the risk in various ways. There are ways. Which are those ways? One is a risk avoidance. Don't take any risk. Avoid the risk. Okay? Then risk sharing with your counterparties or with your stakeholders or with your teams. Then risk reduction. That is the strategy. How to reduce it? You reduce the risk. Instead of making 100 products, make it 50 products. Reduce it. And the risk transfer. Whatever risk you are hoping, you transfer it to another unit. Each of these mitigation techniques can be the effective tool in reducing the individual risk and the risk profile of the project. The risk mitigation plan captures the risk which mitigation approaches and each identified risk event, and then action and the project management team will take to reduce or eliminate the risk. Now, risk avoidance. One by one we are seeing that. How to avoid the risk? Usually, it involves the developing an alternative strategy to avoid. Risk will be there. Only thing is that how you avoid it. Some alternative you have to suggest so that there will be higher probability of the success. But usually at the higher cost which is associated with accomplishing the project task. Common risk avoidance technique is to be proven that existing technologies rather than the adopt new techniques, even though new technique may show a promised better performance or lower cost. No one can define whether alternate is suggested. And if alternate is suggested, you do not know whether you will avoid the risk by adopting that technique or alternate technique. You do not know. So be prepared for that also. So the next one is risk sharing. If avoidance is not possible or avoidance is there, in addition to that, another issue is sharing the risk, which involves in partnering with the others and the shares the responsibility to the risky activities. Many organizations, it happens that work on international projects with reduced political, legal, labor and other risk type of associated with the international project by developing a joint venture or maybe with a company which is located in our country. Partnering with the another company, that is joint venture, to share the risk associated with it. A portion of the project is advantageous when the other company has expertise and the experience the project team and does not have. This will be helpful. That is why it is better to have the joint venture so that you can share the risk. Now you have to reduce the risk. Now risk reduction, how you reduce the risk? Risk reduction is an investment of the funds to the reduce the risk on the project. Investment of the funds. On international projects, companies will often purchase the guarantee of the currency rate to reduce the risk associated with the fluctuation in the currency exchange rates. The project manager may hire an expert to review the technical plans or the cost estimate on the project to increase the confidence that plan to reduce the project risk also. Reduction in risk in many ways. This is one example quoted, that is exchange risk reduction. That means hedging and all this. These things will definitely come into that. We are not going deep into that, but this is one of the techniques where you can reduce the risk, that is by partnering it. Then risk transfer. A risk reduction method that shifts the risk from the one project to another party. Okay. The purchase of insurance, this is another mitigation. The purchase of insurance on certain items is a risk transfer method. Okay, it is a risk transfer method. If you take the insurance, then perhaps at least the loss which has happened, you can claim it from the insurance company. So your percentage loss will be minimized and you will have certain amount sold. That way, loss can be minimized. That means the risk transferred, your risk you are transferring to insurance company. So the risk transferred from the project to another insurance company. Construction project in Caribbean may purchase a hurricane insurance that would be a cost of the hurricane damaging the construction site. This is just an example it is quoted here. Thank you very much.